From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the U.S. must extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen over his alleged involvement in last week's failed military coup. Gulen, in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied any involvement and dismissed the effort as doomed to fail. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request.
At this point, we have not received an extradition request from the Turkish government as it relates to Mr. Gulen. If and when we receive a request, we will evaluate that request based on the extradition treaty that was signed by the United States and Turkey more than 30 years ago.
Earnest said such a request, if received, must be evaluated to determine if the alleged crime fits the treaty and if a standard of evidence can be reached.
Seçilmiş hükümetini, milli iradesini.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim warned his country would rethink its relationship with Washington if the cleric is not extradited. Meanwhile, media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup effort. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tried to seize power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said while he supports efforts to bring those responsible for the failed coup to justice, he urged Ankara against going too far while restoring order. Four Kenyan policemen have been charged with murder in the alleged extrajudicial killings of activist lawyer Willie Kamani, his client, and their driver June 23rd. The three disappeared after Kamani made a court appearance. The case involved a complaint surrounding allegations police shot at his client in April. The four policemen are being detained until their next court appearance, scheduled August 16th. This is VOA News. Police officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Monday said a black former U.S. Marine identified as the gunman who shot and killed three policemen and wounded three others planned his attack, calling it an assassination. Colonel Mike Edmondson heads the Louisiana State Police.
We believe while this individual was in the city, he was looking for locations to specifically target police officers. No doubt in my mind, you're going to see as we walk through this, there were citizens walking all through the area. He never encountered, he completely dismissed every single one. His intentions were accurate, and they were engaging, and they were all aimed at police officers.
The 29-year-old, identified as Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri, was killed in a shootout with police. He appeared to have used social media extensively in his postings, sometimes described violence as an answer to what he viewed as the oppression of African Americans. The Republican National Convention ended its first day Monday in Cleveland, Ohio, with the wife of presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump describing her husband as talented, compassionate, and unrelenting leader who will unify the country. Trump, in an unusual move, made a convention appearance to introduce his wife, Melania. Earlier, chaos erupted when anti-Trump delegates tried but failed to get a floor vote on the convention's rules.
The question is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, and the resolution is agreed to. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Delegates also heard a number of speeches denouncing Trump's likely opponent, Hillary Clinton. The Democratic National Convention is scheduled to get underway next week in Philadelphia. German police shot dead an Afghan teen late Monday after he attacked train passengers with an axe and knife. At least four people were wounded in what one official described as a probable Islamist-inspired attack. Actress Charlize Theron joined thousands of researchers, activists, and donors in taking part in a five-day global AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa.
AIDS does not discriminate on its own. It has no biological preference for black bodies, for women's bodies, for gay bodies, for youth or the poor.
She said it's sad the world has hosted 21 international AIDS conferences without finding a cure. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the gains the world has made against AIDS are inadequate and fragile. The South Korean military says North Korea fired three ballistic missiles Tuesday at a distance of up to 600 kilometers. The North has test-fired a series of ballistic missiles in recent months in defiance of UN sanctions. Most Asian markets were lower in Tuesday trading. Monday, U.S. stocks reached a new record high with the S&P 500 closing at 2166. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.